We report next on a bid to save candlepin bowling. People with ties to New England and Canada's maritime provinces know this game, this disappearing sport that resembles but is not the same as other forms of bowling. Reporter Tressa Versteg begins our story by showing what candlepin bowling is.
It's a Saturday afternoon at Demandas, a candlepin bowling alley in Ellsworth, Maine. It may sound like classic tenpin, but it's not. 11-year-old Lola Stratton holds a small ball, about the size of a grapefruit. She stares down the pins, which are narrow like big toothpicks. Even though there's three rules, it's hard to knock down all 10 pins.
Doesn't really matter what I do, personally, because I always lose, but I'm okay with that.
First roll, gutter ball. Second roll, three pins. Her final ball glides down the center, knocking down three more pins. Lola's happy. It's one of her best frames yet. But on her friend's frame, the ball stopped returning. So they get the boss.
My name is Autumn Mowry, and I am the co-owner of Demandas, the bowling alley.
Autumn and a friend who's volunteering uncover a jam on the ball return. She tells the kids about the lane's quirks.
I love these lanes. They're definitely a pain in the butt, but they're still running for me, some of them.
The pin setters are prototypes from 1949, so she can't order new parts. And over the years, previous owners have jerry-rigged a lot of fixes.
All duct tape and bubblegum back there.
Right now, she uses one lane for parts and apologizes in advance of breakdowns. Soon enough, lane one is down. Autumn zips out back. Behind the lanes is a jungle of motors, chains, and conveyors. Autumn inspects the problem. The sweeper bar isn't collecting the pins.
It's too cool that these are not moving the way that they should be.
She resets a few switches and things are back on track. Autumn lives above the alley and often makes repairs until 1 or 2 a.m. It's stressful. She's the only employee. The roof leaks. Heating the building is expensive. She even dropped the semester of college to catch up on sleep. But Autumn keeps going because she says many candlepin alleys are closing or converting to 10-pin. Regulars like Sam Sawyer appreciate the effort to save the candlepin tradition. Sam's been coming here since she was a kid.
I have such, like, distinct and fond memories of just, like, me and my cousins going out, like, get Pizza Hut and then come here. It was the most happening place.
Today, Sam is here at Demandas for her niece's birthday.
It means a lot to so many people around here that it's really, like, another home for us. So I think it's just a matter of keeping it alive for generations to come.
Autumn Mowry hopes to one day expand candlepin nationwide. She started a TikTok account, at Ellsworth Candlepin Alley, to get the word out. For now, she's bringing people together in Ellsworth, Maine, one candlepin at a time. For NPR News, I'm Tressa Versteg.